Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Our scripture today comes from Psalms, the 30th chapter, the 5th verse. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. We celebrate the big milestones of our lives, weddings, birthdays, graduations, and such, with joy. We should do this. But I believe those smaller moments of joy that happen to us just when we need them are just as important. My husband and I live in the house my parents built. Many years ago, my mother planted jonquil bulbs along the driveway. After my parents' deaths, the bulbs were neglected and the blooms were spotty. I finally figured out that the foliage needed to die to fertilize the plants for the next blooming season. After that, they started blooming again and now are the earliest spring flowers in the neighborhood. Just after Christmas this past year, I walked down the driveway and saw them pushing their way through the ground. They had survived record-breaking cold, snow, and ice, and were now starting to bloom. Last year, neighbors commented on how good they felt when they drove by our house on a gloomy late winter day and saw the jonquils blooming. I believe that moments like this are signs of God's grace and generosity to us. All of us experience times when we're struggling, and suddenly we get an unexpected lift. Sometimes it's a phone call from an old friend, a compliment we weren't expecting, or maybe just a spontaneous I love you from a family member when we need it. These small moments matter, and we should recognize that they are part of God's daily grace, and we should be thankful for them. Let us pray. Dear Lord, give us the wisdom to recognize the small acts of your grace that we experience every day. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Sally Stovall.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.